In this bulletin, Victoria abandons its COVID zero plan and prepares to ease some restrictions. The United Nations warns of famine in Afghanistan. And in sport, more medals for Australia at the Tokyo Paralympics. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Melbourne will remain in hard lockdown for at least another 3 weeks until 70% of the eligible population has had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The lockdown was due to end today, but in a significant change of strategy, the state government's abandoned its push for zero cases. It follows 120 new infections in the state yesterday. From midnight this evening, there will be some relaxation of restrictions, playgrounds will reopen, and in-home childcare will be reinstated for essential workers. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Suttons urged Victorians to follow remaining restrictions.
Absolutely, it's tough, and 3 weeks seems like an eternity. That light at the end of the tunnel is too dim and the tunnel is too long, but it is a light at the end of the tunnel. It is the genuine pathway out of here that means that we can take those small steps forward bit by bit and not have to take backward steps again. But it is such hard work for parents, for kids, for whole families and for single people.
Victoria's further tightening its border with New South Wales, with Premier Daniel Andrews indicating it could remain closed until the end of the year. Six Victorian and two New South Wales local government areas will be removed from the border bubble from 11:59 p.m. The United Nations' top human rights official in Afghanistan says half of all Afghan children under five are in an extreme state of malnutrition. Ramiz Alkabarov has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe due to conflict, drought and a shortage of international aid. It comes just days after the United States ended its 20-year military presence in the country.
What we have said before is by the end of September, the stocks which World Food Programme has in the country will be out of, we will be out of stocks. We will not be able to provide those essential food items because we will be out of stocks. And for us to keep the current demand, we need at least $200 million only for the food sector. At least one third plus of this country's population right now is not sure that that family will have a meal every day or not.
Armed men have abducted 73 children from a secondary school in Nigeria. Police and the military have begun rescue efforts. Gangs seeking ransoms have kidnapped over 1,000 students in more than a dozen attacks on schools across northwest Nigeria since December. Schools in the state of Zamfara have been ordered to close to prevent further attacks. Evacuees who fled Hurricane Ida in the United States are being asked not to return home as cleanup and recovery efforts look likely to be slow and difficult. 3 days after the Category 4 hurricane came ashore, more than a million homes and businesses in the states of Louisiana and Mississippi remain without electricity, which could take weeks to restore. Residents still in the storm-hit area are struggling to get food, water, and fuel. Three U.S. police officers and two paramedics have been charged over the death of Elijah McClain, a black man who was put in a chokehold and injected with a powerful sedative 2 years ago in Denver. The officers stopped the 23-year-old on the street after an emergency caller said he looked suspicious. His death gained widespread attention during last year's protests against racial injustice and police brutality following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. To sport now. Australia's added four more medals to its swimming tally at the Tokyo Paralympics. Tim Hodge won silver in the 200-meter individual SM9 medley, while Blake Cochran, Tiffany Thomas-Kane and Thomas Gallagher all have claimed bronze. In tennis, Dylan Alcott and Heath Davidson fell short of a gold medal in the quad doubles, taking home silver. And now for today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible morning storm 14. Adelaide, possible evening shower 30. Melbourne, sunny and windy 26. Hobart, becoming windy, a sunny day 24. Canberra, sunny 23. Wollongong, a sunny afternoon and 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, a shower or two, 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.